The state of Washington is under court order to keep foster youth from running away. So the state now has a team of locators, social workers whose job it is to find runaways and bring them back. In part two of our series on foster runaways, Austin Jenkins rides along with one of these locators.
It's a gray, rainy afternoon in Spanaway, Washington. State social worker Mike Stamp strides into the local library with a stack of missing person flyers. He finds the nearest librarians.
Is this anybody you guys recognize? He's on what we call runaway status.
Stamp has gotten a tip that the 15-year-old boy likes to hang out here because of the free Wi-Fi. One of the librarians immediately recognizes the boy's face, but can't remember the last time she saw him. Stamp leaves a couple of flyers and asks the librarians to call 911 if they see him again.
So we're just worried about his safety. Like any other kid that's run away, we don't know what they're doing while they're out on the streets. So anything you could do would be much appreciated.
Stamp does a lap through the library to make sure the teen isn't there now. Back in the car, he says this particular youth has serious behavioral issues.
He was going to school. You know, it seemed like he was doing all right.
But then, in late January, the teen ran from foster care. Since the state is responsible for him, it's Stamp's job to find him. Stamp has a caseload of about 17 youth, all runaways. He covers a sprawling 7-county region of western Washington that stretches from Olympia to Port Angeles. Stamp is part of a 6-member team created in 2012 specifically to locate foster kids who run. Washington's Department of Social and Health Services is under a court mandate to keep foster kids from running and to get them back faster when they do. Stamp considers the formation of this team a turning point for his agency.
We just realized that we needed to do more. We owe it to these kids to do more. We would do more for our own kids, and so we should be practicing better.
Stamp calls himself a big, mean-looking bald guy with a soft heart. Visitors to his office are greeted with a poster of his lookalike, professional wrestler Stone Cold Steve Austin. Stamp also has the British World War II slogan, "Keep calm and carry on," framed outside his office. It's advice he needs on this job. He says the youth he encounters often feel they've been wronged at every turn since birth.
To say they're mad would probably be a big understatement. And so you've got to figure out a way to try to work with the youth to show them that the choices that they're making right now aren't helping them.
But first, he has to find these kids. Stamp begins most mornings scanning social media accounts. On this day, he's using Facebook to track a runaway girl on his caseload. He reads from her most recent Facebook post.
We've barely been able to get money to eat, and we struggle to find places to sleep every night. So she's with her boyfriend right now. He's homeless as well.
Stamp knows this runaway well. She's a repeat runner. He's already found her 3 other times.
A very unhappy girl. She's 15 years old.
Stamp is worried this girl could easily fall into drugs or worse. She's his top priority right now.
I've probably put more hours in on this girl than the other kids. Because I want to find her and I want to get her off the streets.
He's got a track record of success. Stamp once used Instagram to trace a runaway to Oregon. She was picked up by police within 4 hours. Another youth he tracked down in Illinois. But there's one case in particular that sticks with him. She was a 17-year-old pregnant runaway who was shooting up methamphetamine.
I spent 3 days, 14-hour days, looking for this kid.
Stamp eventually found her. He still remembers what she told him as he drove her to a hospital.
No one's ever come looking for me before.
Once he locates a youth, Stamp's next job is to figure out how to get them not to run again. He conducts a formal debriefing, and then he helps develop something called a run prevention plan. As a part of that plan, he wants the youth to have some say in where they're placed next. But sometimes that's not enough. The 15-year-old repeat runner who's now on the streets with her boyfriend...
The last 3 times that she's been picked up, she's been placed where she wanted to go.
Yet she continues to run. Despite these setbacks, the number of foster youth on the run in Washington is dropping. So is the number of days they're gone. But lawyers for foster kids say the state could be doing even more to meet the required targets. DSHS has requested 18 additional social workers in the next budget to focus on youth who pose a high risk for running away. For Mike Stamp, the job of trying to locate kids who've run is never over. In Tacoma's Hilltop neighborhood, he cruises the streets looking for a 14-year-old who ran from a juvenile halfway house.
This is his stomping grounds.
The last time this youth ran, he committed a holdup with a fake gun and spent time in state juvenile detention. Stamp fears the violence of the street will catch up with this teen before he does.
I worry about him getting shot.
How come?
Well, that's what he hangs out with.
Stamp has had days where a kid he's looking for literally steps out in front of him. Today, no such luck. As he heads back to his office, Stamp says at least the runaways now know someone's out looking for them. It hasn't always been that way. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.